I'm recording this basically because there's so much I want to say and I just can't type it. And do you know the problem with the internet? It is that you cannot hear the tone with which somebody is talking or writing. And quite often somebody will write something and the tone is quite light and you read it with your own perspective on it and it becomes something it just simply isn't. So I'm going to say that I've noticed the discussions going on about Dan Leppard and blogging, and I'm going to ask you a question. Taking the whole thing and putting it into a different perspective might make it look a little easier. If you had worked really, really hard on some recipes, spent your money, spent your time and your photography and your effort, and a big national newspaper took them and without permission, without asking you, without paying you, without any communication whatsoever, published them so the whole world can see, without a word to you, I can assure you, you would be justifiably very angry and disappointed and at a loss as what to do. Take that same action and put it into and put it to bloggers who, as the kindness of their own hearts, are publishing recipes online that writers have written in enthusiasm and joy and everything that is good about blogging. The motives are still the same. It is still a piece of work that has been taken without permission and published. And what most bloggers are not realising is that behind the scenes, behind everything that's going on, there's a lot of deals that happen and take place. And there's a very limited amount of places that a writer's work can be published and is actually properly paid for. So, for instance, if you, as a blogger, take a recipe and you publish that same recipe will then no longer be accepted by any major supermarkets. It will no longer be accepted by any major newspapers. And indeed, it might not even be accepted by any private enterprises because as far as they're concerned, they don't want sloppy seconds that have already been available on the internet for several months beforehand. So your kind blog is directly threatening the livelihood of a food writer. It's as simple as that. If somebody I spoke to earlier on, who's a really lovely person, said, but the whole point of the internet is that it is an open place where people can see what's going on. I do understand that. But if you're walking along a high street and you see somebody's beautiful garden and you think those flowers are fabulous, you're not going to go and step into their garden, pick the flowers, and then hand those flowers out to passers-by, quite simply because you're kindly sharing the beautiful flowers in somebody else's garden. It's not like that. And these principles of morals and what is right and what is wrong still apply even through the medium of the internet. It's about what's right. Forget copyright, forget laws, and just ask yourself this. Is it really right to take somebody else's work upon which they rely on for their livelihood, rightly or wrongly, and that is how they earn their living and they pay their bills, and publish it without permission? It's just wrong. That's all there is to it. It's just the wrong thing to do. And we bloggers, we have a community. We are a seriously brilliant community, and I know that the majority of people are right behind the philosophy of asking permission and also of revealing that your post has been sponsored by somebody. It's about what's right. No matter what anybody says or how it comes across, it's simply about doing the right thing.